Welcome to this Palm Sunday edition of Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, A King on a Donkey, was written by K.T. Sim. It was Sunday, the day we now call Palm Sunday. Without a doubt, this wasn't Jesus' first visit to Jerusalem. As a devout Jew, he would have gone to the city every year for the three great feasts. In the past 3 years, Christ had also ministered and taught in Jerusalem. But this Sunday, his coming into the city was radically different. By riding a young donkey into Jerusalem at a time when thousands of worshipers were coming into the city, Jesus was the center of attention. Why would he take the place of prominence before thousands of people when, for the past 3 years, he deliberately kept a low profile? Why would he accept the people's proclamation that he was king just 5 days before his death? Matthew says that this took place to fulfill a 500-year-old prophecy that God's chosen king would come into Jerusalem, righteous and victorious, yet lowly and riding on a donkey. This was a truly unusual way for a triumphant king to enter a city. Conquering kings normally rode on mighty stallions, but Jesus didn't come riding a war horse. This reveals what kind of king Jesus is. He came in meekness and lowliness. Jesus came not for war, but for peace, establishing peace between God and us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds then went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for coming to Jerusalem to reveal your mighty and humble ways. Fill our hearts with your peace today, and help us to trust you no matter what. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.